Welcome to Dr. Doctor with your host, Dr. John Smith and Dr. Carla Urban Smith, doctors of chiropractic from Rocky Mountain Spine and Disc.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Dr. Doctor. I am Dr. John Smith, joined by my wife and partner, Dr. Carla Urban. We're from Rocky Mountain Spine and Disc. Let me ask you a question. How many of you start to get that skin that dries up this time of year? You know what I'm talking about. Maybe it feels itchy along with the dryness. We're going to talk about that dry wintertime skin today and give you an idea of what can be done for it. And here's the coolest part. Virtually all of the remedies you could need can be found in your kitchen, you know, and some people aren't sure why it's the wintertime that this affects them so much. And here's why. Reduced humidity combined with colder temperature tends to wreak havoc on your skin. Simple as that. And many suffer from dry, scaly, itchy skin during these winter months. Even if you don't have a diagnosable skin problem, something like eczema, for example, this dry wintertime skin can still affect you. It's commonly referred to as the winter itch, and it's caused when your skin is depleted of moisture. Fortunately, there are really some simple and inexpensive remedies for this problem. We're going to tell you what you can do about it today. Maybe it's not even just a wintertime thing. Maybe you're one of those unfortunate folks who suffers from this all year long. You're going to want to stay tuned. If you deal with the seasonal or chronic skin problems, this show is for you. Doc, we always like to first cover what some of the more conventional treatments are on the condition we're talking about that day. Where do we start here with dry skin?
Well, the conventional advice typically includes petroleum-based moisturizers, and I really recommend avoiding those creams with petroleum or mineral oils due to the carcinogenic potential. Mineral oil also blocks your pores and your skin's natural breathing process, which can lead to blackheads and pimples, and you don't need to get more skin problems while you're trying to get rid of some. It's important to remember that your skin is the largest organ of your body, and nearly everything you put on it is readily absorbed. Therefore, avoiding slathering anything on your skin that you wouldn't consider eating. I think that's good advice.
Yeah.
I firmly believe that you need to approach topical skincare like you approach your diet and only feed your skin the best ingredients from nature and forego that toxic chemical process at all costs.
Yeah.
Previous research has shown that women absorb an estimated 5 pounds of chemicals just from the makeup that they use.
Wow.
So two effective remedies against dry, itchy winter skin that I'll address here are in just a little bit. You know, getting sufficient amounts of animal-based omega-3 fats in your diet, so important. And you're thinking, what you're doing is moisturizing from the inside out. And then using coconut oil to moisturize your skin, so important and so easy. In addition to that, I'll also point out some dietary measures that can make a big difference. And of course, you know, what we can't forget about, drinking water to stay hydrated.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about that omega-3 deficiency. And that dry skin is a sign of omega-3 deficiency. Your skin is really, it's an outer reflection of what's going on inside. Maybe you've heard that before, maybe not. So
yes.
Your diet really is, it's a potent ally against most skin problems, but at the same time, that can really feed poor skin problems if you're not eating
mm-hmm.
right. And when it comes to dry, flaky skin, that animal-based omega-3 fat, like your tuna oils, krill oils, they can play a very important role. Besides drinking plenty of water, it may be one of the best ways to hydrate your skin from the inside out. In fact, one reliable way to evaluate your omega-3 status is to take a close look at your hands. Do it right now. Go ahead and do it. Take a look at your hands. You know, what do you see? If they're smooth and soft, you're probably getting enough omega-3s in your diet. If they're not, or if other areas of your skin are dry or flaking or cracked, you know, there's a good chance that you need to increase your omega-3 intake. You know, I'm regularly amazed when I shake hands with patients and just the public in general, how many people have dry hands. And research tells us that nearly every one of them has a fatty acid deficiency. Omega-3 fats are good for so many things, but in relation to dry skin, like we're talking about today, they help to normalize your skin and prevent the dehydration in your cells. This keeps the cells that make up your skin strong and full of moisture, which can also help to decrease the appearance of fine lines. There's anti-aging. You know, what an awesome additional benefit.
I like anti-aging.
Yeah, here's another one. Omega-3 fats can also help calm irritated skin. The itchiness, giving you a clear, smoother complexion, getting rid of some of that redness courtesy of the anti-inflammatory activity. So, you know, as a first step, if you struggle with dry skin, make sure you're getting enough omega-3s in your diet, either through the foods you eat or through supplements. When we take standard process, personally,
yes,
it's a whole food, natural omega-3. Try to stay away from some of the over-the-counter stuff at your big box stores, guys. You know, it typically isn't even absorbed the way you would think. We call it expensive urine from time to time because it tends to go in one end and come out the other. You know, quality in supplements is so much more important than price. And listen, in the colder, dry winter months, you may need to increase your dose.
Well, listen, let's talk about food. That's really the next part. I want to talk to you about the things that you can eat, which can help your skin stay looking younger and healthier. One of my greatest hopes for my patients and for you listeners out there is that you start thinking about food as medicine. The foods that we eat can either be regenerative or degenerative. Does that make sense? The foods that you eat are either helping to build you up or they're helping to tear your body down. And most of the time, you know what? We know the difference. We just choose poorly based on what comforts us, what makes us feel good. The most important thing to understand is that while we're feeding ourselves good food for whatever purpose, we are helping every area of our health. Every area.
And it's not just about the skin is the subject that we're covering today, but, you know, the foods you eat have, they play such a big part in just the overall inflammatory process that goes on inside of us. And a lot of times if you're eating poorly, you're not getting those natural omega-3s, you know, you start to notice joint pain.
Oh,
that's where if you have arthritis, the inflammation becomes even worse and those joints become even more painful. So not only can making sure that you have enough omega-3s in your diet help with your joints, but also it goes back to what we're talking about today, and that's just making sure that you can kind of avoid some of that wintertime dryness and itchiness that affects so many of us with our skin in this time of year. So when we come back, Dr. Irvin's going to fill you in on the types of food that can help clear up skin conditions and help you from the inside. Instead of just another topical prescription or pill that you have to take, you can cure your bad skin. You really can, and improve your health with what's right in your kitchen. And if it's not already in your kitchen, it should be. Let's take a break right now, and we'll be right back with more. This is 1310 KFK.
Now, more Doctor with your host, Dr. John Smith and Dr. Carla Irvin-Smith, doctors of chiropractic from Rocky Mountain Spine and Disc.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on Doctor. Glad you're with us. Folks, our show is about teaching our listeners how to achieve optimal health naturally. You know, today's topic is about skin problems and what you can do about it, whether you're someone who's affected only in the winter or all year round. But, you know, before we continue, I want to throw a number out there. It's 970-663-4494. If you have questions for us, if you missed a part or want a clarification about something we said, don't hesitate to give us a call at the office. Dr. Irvin, you were going to talk a little more about how our diet plays into the condition that our skin is in this time of year. Tell us a little more about that.
Well, listen, there are things that you can eat, dietary measures that promote healthy, moisturized skin. Besides increasing your omega-3 intake, you'd be wise to address the rest of your diet as well. Eating a healthy diet which focuses on whole, organic foods is your number one strategy for helping your body detox naturally while giving the necessary nutrients your skin needs to thrive. And literally, if you did what Dr. Smith asked you to do earlier and you looked at your skin, it gives you an idea of your overall health. So take this seriously. Some foods are particularly effective at promoting beautiful, clear, healthy skin, and this includes fresh vegetables. I know. Ideally, if you're looking at...
I knew you were going to say
that. I know. Fresh, organic, locally grown. keep them close to home. Not only are you supporting our local growers in Colorado, but you're literally, they don't have to go so far from the ground to your table. And that gives you more of the nutrition that you need. These fresh vegetables, juices are also wonderful for your skin. You've got the different colors. You need to think about the red, the orange, the yellow fruits and vegetables and their color. Studies have shown that eating foods that have these deeply colored pigments can actually make your face look healthier than even being tanned.
I absolutely believe that.
I've seen 75-year-old women in my practice that virtually had no facial wrinkles. What are you doing that you look that good? And most of them are doing large amounts of juicing and leading healthy lifestyles. They're getting exercise. They're getting outside. They're getting sunlight. They're not trapped inside their house eating Twinkies. They're working for this, but they're not working hard.
True health care, the kind that starts at home.
No doubt. Now, also fermented vegetables. Many don't realize this, but health and quality of your skin is strongly linked to the health of your gut. And fermented vegetables are ideal for promoting the growth of beneficial intestinal bacteria. Optimizing your gut bacteria has even been shown to produce clearer, acne-free skin. If you don't regularly consume fermented foods, then high-quality probiotics are definitely recommended. But listen, I always say get your nutrients from your foods first and then supplement where you need to. If there's something you particularly can't get a hold of or don't want to eat, supplement that. But don't use supplements instead of food. And then it makes sense. Avoiding sugars, fructose, grains, processed foods. This may be the most important step you can take to improve your overall skin health, regardless of what season it is. If you're eliminating your sugars, fructose, grains from your diet for just a few weeks, you would likely notice substantial improvement your complexion.
You will definitely notice.
You're going to. And not only that, you're going to notice it throughout your entire body, but you're going to notice it on your skin as well.
That's right.
Processed foods, trans fats, processed table salt, and pasteurized dairy products can also have detrimental impact on your skin. Avoiding these foods will help improve insulin sensitivity, which is really important for overall health, including your heart health. We talked about that. Interestingly enough, recent research shows that perceived age of women's face based on wrinkle measurements and complexion can help predict her risk for high blood pressure and heart disease. So if you're decreasing those fine lines and wrinkles on your face by eating better and supplementing where you need to, you're showing an improvement in lowering that blood pressure and the risk of heart disease.
So, you know, the premise is here, how do you avoid some of the wintertime dryness and itchiness? But it sounds to me from everything that you just said is that's really only side effect of making sure you have enough omega-3s in your diet, making sure that you're eating whole natural foods. Your skin is going to be in better health in general.
Because your whole body's going to be in better health.
So you're going to be much less susceptible to some of that wintertime dryness. Antioxidants are another really big factor that play into your skin's health. Exposure to that ultraviolet light from the sun. And as we know around here in Colorado, you know, the sun is still bright, even in the winter. It's actually probably even brighter mm-hmm. in many places in the winter, as well as pollutants in your environment contribute to the formation of what we call free radicals. And those free radicals, which take a toll on your skin by damaging DNA, promoting the formation of age spots and wrinkles. Antioxidants help to prevent and repair free radical damage to your skin. And bonus, everywhere else on your body too. So mm-hmm. while there's those dietary sources of antioxidants, the fruits, vegetables, green tea, those are crucial for skin health. There may be some benefit in applying them directly to your skin as well. This is interesting. Listen closely here. Here are some of the big ones. Vitamin A, when applied topically, vitamin A may help reduce wrinkles, smooth out roughness, and fade brown spots. Vitamin C fights free radicals that may cause wrinkles and sagging, helping them protect the skin from UV damage. Vitamin E, both dietary topical vitamin E, helps your skin to keep its natural moisture, making it key for fighting dryness. Vitamin E also helps neutralize that free radical damage from the sun exposure, especially when combined with dietary vitamin C. Green tea, this natural beverage, is a potent source of antioxidants, including EGCG. Not only does it help to eliminate free radicals, it also helps rejuvenate your skin by reactivating dying skin cells. Research has compared it to the fountain of youth for your skin cells. So let's take a break. A lot of information. When we come right back, we're going to wrap it all up and give you some easy tips on preventing dry, itchy wintertime skin. You're listening to Dr. Doctor on 1310 KFKA.
Now, back to Dr. Doctor with your hosts, Dr. John Smith and Dr. Carla Irvin Smith, doctors of chiropractic from Rocky Mountain Spine and Disc.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Welcome back to all of our listeners. Thanks so much for joining us today. I'm Dr. Smith here with Dr. Irvin. And if you've just joined us, we've been talking about dry wintertime skin conditions and what you can do to help not only keep them in check, but how you can actually get rid of them and improve the overall health of your skin.
So let's talk about one of the most important parts of this. We talked about food, but let's talk about topicals. Coconut oil is nature's perfect moisturizer. For all of its internal health benefits when you're cooking with it, pure coconut oil is wonderful, all-natural, anti-aging moisturizer when applied topically. When absorbed into your skin and connective tissues, coconut oil helps to reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles. You're not going to have to pay a fortune for this, ladies. It's coconut oil. This is helping your connective tissues stay strong and supple. It also helps exfoliate the outer layer of dead skin cells, making your skin smoother. It's also all of the features make it a good choice for skin applications.
Good for the men too, right, Doc?
It is most certainly.
All right.
We don't. But when I talk about skin, almost always it's to the ladies. And if the ladies do it, they can convince their husbands.
I understand.
Women are the gatekeepers. So all of these features make it a really good choice. Coconut oil is one of the most useful ingredients you can keep in your house. There was a previous article that I read by Delicious Obsessions. It lists no less than 122 creative uses for this household staple. So you've got so many different things that you can do with skincare, creating body scrubs, homemade deodorant. There's hundreds of uses for it.
Well, you know, let me talk to the guys out there. Now, let's talk about an easy shower routine for tackling dry skin. Ladies, this is for you too. Write this down if you're not driving. If you're driving, listen carefully, okay? You have to get rid of the dead skin. The following routine, this can really help you accomplish that without those harsh chemicals. Mm-hmm. So removing the excess skin flaking can help reveal more glowing skin underneath. As we all know, our skin grows from the bottom up. Do this by dry brushing your skin, actually, prior to getting wet, using a body brush. This will help you get rid of some of that loose, flaky skin and avoid using soap or use the least amount possible, especially in the winter or in dry climates. That'll tend to worsen your skin. Use something softer. When I say avoid using soap, I don't mean avoid actually cleansing yourself. Avoid using some of those cheaper, harsh bar soap type things. Instead, apply natural body scrub to exfoliate your skin. Also, apply this to your skin before getting wet and choose one that also contains oils to moisturize, those coconut oils like Dr.
Exactly.
Irvin said. Now, here's another great tip, but I bet you didn't know this. Hot showers can actually worsen dry skin. So take the coldest shower you can tolerate. And that's not easy to do in the wintertime when it's cold outside. You want that hot shower. But, you know, really, again, this is for more if you're struggling with those chronic dry skin conditions. Mm-hmm. Then you got to do what it takes. And changing the temperature of your shower can be one of the first and easiest things. Then after your shower, apply heavy natural body butter, natural moisturizing oil, not the mineral oil or baby oil, to help seal and moisturize. As mentioned earlier, the coconut oil is really the absolute perfect choice for this.
And we talked a lot, earlier about staying well hydrated. You don't think about it that much during the winter months. You're not sweating, you're not hot, you don't think about drinking water, but you really do need to drink a whole lot to keep hydration both inside and outside, and it helps you to avoid that itchy skin. As we mentioned earlier, optimizing those omega-3s, one of the best ways to moisturize your skin from the inside out, but you also need to drink lots of clean water.
Just do it, guys. Even if it's not just for your skin, if you're not taking an omega-3, please start. It's good for your health. It's good for your heart. It's good for your joints. It's good for your skin. I mean, what is it not good for?
No, it's
get yourself on a good quality omega-3 supplement.
No doubt. And when you're drinking water, drink enough to where your urine is a really light yellow color. If you've got really dark urine, you are not drinking enough water. That's a sign of dehydration. I want you to think about the diet again. It can make a huge difference when it comes to keeping your skin healthy. Avoid those processed foods, the sugars and the grains. It's a foundational strategy for any healthy skin, regardless of the season. And it's for a healthy body, a healthier you. And when you start adopting things like this, you're passing that on to your whole family.
And it helps you get into other positive, healthy patterns.
Exactly. Topical remedies, again, for the dry skin. Remember that those chemical-laden concoctions, that they can make matters worse rather than making matters better. While the petroleum-based creams may help to seal in moisture, what they're really doing, they appear to fix the problem, but research has shown that those topical applications of moisturizers, such as the Dermabase and the Dermavan and moisturizing cream and Vanicream, they actually can increase your chance for skin cancer risk. Organic coconut oil is the ideal alternative to those potentially toxic creams and lotions. They're filled with suspicious ingredients. I don't even know how to pronounce half that stuff. You can use it straight out of the jar, or you can mix it with other all-natural ingredients. There's also big side effects for being hydrated. Dead skin cells that cling to you instead of shedding off like they're supposed to do, like healthy skin. This allows water to leak out through the cracks in your skin barrier, and it accelerates the drying process. At the same time, these cracks in the barrier also are letting in pollutants and free radicals, which can cause the signs of aging. All of a sudden, your favorite scented hand cream makes your skin kind of sting. You don't want that. You can also help your skin by not wearing those scratchy fabrics.
We want to thank you guys. Listen, it's a lot of information, so please, don't hesitate. Give us a call. If we said something and you had a second question on it, or you just want a second opinion, give us a call, 970-663-4494. We want to thank you for listening to our show today. As always, if you've enjoyed today's show, please tell your friends and family about it. Tune in next week. If we're able to help just one person here listening today or change just one mind, we're grateful for that. We're grateful for this forum. If you want some more information, maybe you're just looking for that second opinion, give us a call, 970-663-4494. One more time, 970-663-4494. You can also visit our website at rmspine.com. Thanks for being with us, folks. We'll see you next week. This is Dr. Doctor.